T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Good morning, Dave Lee here. We got the home opener today for the Twins. It's a virtual home opener at 3:10 this afternoon, live on our Facebook. And it's very interesting. We'll talk with Corey and Dan about that later this morning here in the 8:40 time slot. On WCCO, Dave Lee here in the morning news. I was talking with Dr. David Hilden in Hennepin Healthcare earlier this morning. And if you want to hear that repeated, it's easy. Go to WCCO. Go to radio.com. Radio.com. And look up this rewind feature. It's handy. It's kind of like a radio DVR, basically, is what it is. And you can hear that whole conversation because we talked about this model from the Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation at the University of Washington that came out yesterday that said that predicted the peak here in Minnesota won't be as severe as officials feared. So there's several different models. We asked him about that. He kind of explained the different models and how they came up with these numbers. So you can hear his response on that, plus many other things as he keeps you up to date today. That's easy. Go to radio.com. The features rewind. And I know that many of you have been doing that, by the way. So that's very, very good. You get Doug Baker, the CEO of Ecolab. They're very much in the middle of this. He was on a little while ago. You can hear that replayed. You can hear Maxie from 740 in the sports. You know, everything, really. Blois Olson this morning, 620, had lots of stuff about Minnesota politics. And that'll be going on. In fact, the governor's doing the state of the state, and we'll talk more about that. That's coming up this weekend. A little different form than it usually is, but we'll keep you up to date on that. And, of course, he will talk here on WCCO at 2 o'clock and everywhere as he gives his daily press conference. Everybody looks forward to that. Hey, here on WCCO, I wanted to ask Brian Johnson. He's the CEO of Choice Bank to join us here on for a number of reasons here. Brian, good morning. Thanks for taking time here on CCO.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, obviously at Choice Bank and everywhere in the world of banking, how is it changing right now for customers, for you guys, Brian, and your employees in the past 3 weeks?
It's been interesting times, to say the least, Dave. We've made a number of adjustments to how we do business and deliver our service, as we are an essential part of the community and want to be there to still take care of people, but we've taken a number of steps in adjusting our team and our staff and our hours and how we meet the needs of the customer base to try to still get things done and have people reassured that, one, their money is safe, and two, it's we're there for when they need us.
Statistically, Brian, is there any way to see if people are dipping into their savings yet?
We haven't seen too much of that, unlike issues of 10 years ago with the financial crisis. I think people are well educated up and have been communicated very well that this is a health crisis. And so I think the community understands that the banking system is a source of strength in this time. And so from that standpoint, and they still have access to their funds, and we do things so much more through technology and banking today that their phone is just as much of a banking tool versus having to come into the bank anymore.
Yeah, it has changed dramatically. Let me ask you about, before I go any further, Choice Bank. Tell us about your company.
We're a regional community bank. We service about 20 communities across North Dakota and Minnesota. We specialize in business loans and agricultural loans across the state and the region. And we deliver that community type touch, work with a lot of small businesses, a lot of entrepreneurs who are definitely struggling in times like this. And we want them to know that we're going to be there and be a source of strength to help get them through this difficult time.
Boy, as long as you mentioned it, Brian, what about agricultural loans? What should we know there as we head to planting season?
It's an interesting time in agriculture as well. It's been a difficult few years, but we still shouldn't see any interruption in getting farmers into the field this spring, depending upon the weather, of course, as usual. So the farm economy has been down recently, but there's always optimism, and farmers are some of the most optimistic bunch that I know. So as long as they are able to get into the ground, hopefully by fall we'll see a little rebound and hopefully have a better year in the agricultural community as well.
Yeah, you have a great handle on that, given where your banks are located, too. You're right there in touch with them. The other thing I would ask is something you also briefly mentioned there, small business loans. What's happening right now with those?
This has probably been the wildest thing in my 20-some years of banking that I've ever seen. And literally, Dave, it is changing by the hour as the government tries to get this figured out. It's so unprecedented in terms of size and magnitude. And I think that's exemplified as well by the need out there. I mean, we know how this has affected so many people in the communities, our lives on a daily basis. And the government's trying to do the best they can, but it's just such a huge undertaking. We are, I think, lucky that they are relying on community banks like us. We're a preferred SBA lender, and so they're trying to channel that through us, and we know our customers, we know their needs, and so hopefully, and tomorrow's the start of that process, supposedly, unless they choose to delay it, but we've been just scrambling and going guns blazing, trying to get ready. Hopefully, the demand, if met, the government may have to step up, because I think they had set aside about $350 billion, and from what we can see, that might just be the start of it, I guess. And so it'll be interesting to see how these next few weeks go. But I know our staff and our team is just geared up and ready to go to help our clients, because they've been in such desperation these last 30 plus days with what's going on.
Brian, last question, and I'm sure you've had it from people, physically touching money. If I go to that cash machine and get money out of there, should I be concerned about touching money?
Well, I would say we still would advise to take the protocol of the CDC and the health organizations. There's always risk with everything, but wash your hands, warm water. You know, as far as doing transactions, we've tried to take steps to ensure safety amongst our employees first, and educating the customer base and trying to adhere. It's still part of the system and the process on money. As best we can, we'd say use your remote banking tools, use, you know, your electronic type forms for it as much as you can. But we understand that money's still part of the equation. But we really tried to spend time educating up everybody on how to deliver those banking services, get your banking done with alternative means, just like we're probably doing with shopping and everything else out there as well, right?
Yeah, no kidding. Brian, thanks for the update here because you're in the middle of all of these changing conditions. Thanks for taking the time to join us on WCCO.
Yes, thanks, Dave. And if folks want to check out, they can go to bankwithchoice.com to check on the SBA programs. We have a landing page continually updating for people in the community out there. And so if you need some help, we encourage you to reach out to us, and we'll be there to take care of them.
He is the CEO of Choice Bank. That is Brian Johnson here on the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus Hotline. WCCO Radio News continues.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.